what I'm asking here is that there are the stations along the border, and that they make sure that they remain open, that they're vigilant as regards this. Because, I mean, okay, years ago when we had a border, we didn't have this problem. Nobody wants to see a border again. The likes of Black Lion Garda Station, that remains open. The likes of Manor Hamlin Garda Station, that it's not going to be under review. That you know, that it's going to, that it's always going to be open as a time when there's an increase in population in the Manor Hamlin municipal area, in Manor Hamilton, in Drumahair, in Killaw, that we have a full-time 24-hour Garda station in Manor Hamilton. That a fellow councillor, Sean McDermott, asked years ago under the joint policing that the prison cell be done up, and it's an ongoing issue and it still hasn't been done up. Whereas if somebody's arrested in Manor Hamilton, they have to be brought either to Carrick or Ballymote. So what I'm saying is, if the funding is there for that prison cell to be done, then there will be no closures in that Garda station. But along the border, there definitely needs to be more collaboration, that all the Garda stations are open 24/7.
And Councillor Gurn, we've seen a number of local Garda stations in recent years closing their doors, and you're calling on the Minister to ensure that this doesn't happen to the likes of Manor Hamilton and Black Lion.
Well, what I'm saying is, listen, at a time where the Garda stations was on the track years ago, as regards rural Garda stations, what I'm saying is that the likes of Black Lion and the likes of Manor Hamilton along the border, where population increases have increased in Drumahair, in Manor Hamilton, in Killaw, that these Garda stations remain open. It is important going forward that these Garda stations are not under threat, and that we have no weaknesses in our system along the border and border towns.